Guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Are we going?
Action sports fans.
Are we going?
Yeah, it's the Monday mask. Scoot over a little bit.
Scoot over where? A little bit. If I'm just gonna scoot right out of it. Do you
scoot out of your photo? No, we're good. We're good. Yeah, hey, you know what?
There you go.
We got a podcast to do.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Monday.
Yeah, just because mine's a little off kilter.
It is. What is the date? Did you say the date?
25th.
The 25th. Jeez. We are going crazy.
I can't believe it. Yep, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. It's also known as an action sports podcast about nothing. It's the Monday Mass. The Monday action sports show. The title still gets me every time.
Somebody was asking me about that this weekend.
Yeah, you had a big weekend.
Big weekend.
Dude.
Did you
get homesick?
How do we want to get into this? Like, how do let's
carefully.
Let's go through, let's touch on some sponsors.
Okay, let's do that. This podcast is presented by Spy Optics. Spy Optics, I'm assuming you wore your spy snowboard goggles.
I did.
At homesick over the weekend, and
also,
it was snowing, and it was sunny, and then it was dark, so you did it all.
Also wearing a beanie.
You got a spy beanie on?
Spy beanie. It does nothing to help with your visibility.
Well, I don't have a spy beanie. I have spy glasses on my face right here.
Okay, keep going.
Wonderful. Opus Footwear, at Opus Footwear, O-P-U-S Footwear. We got some slip-ons right here. We got some high tops. These are shoes for skaters, by skaters. They're awesome. They care a lot about the skate community, and it shows. We'll get more on that in skate news. Mammoth Mountain, at Mammoth Mountain. I actually sent our guy Chris Cantori up to Mammoth this weekend. Well,
Is he like a reporter?
He was going up to Mammoth. And they scored. And we got him tickets hooked up through the Monday Mass podcast. We'll call him during snow news and get a quick report. Machu Picchu Energy. This one's unopened, but I'm going to go ahead and save this. If that's okay.
Yeah, you can save it.
Because I'm going to drink it when I go to the Bruce Springsteen concert tonight.
Really?
The boss is in town. I'm going to drink that tonight because I want
to. People still listen to Bruce Springsteen?
Many people still listen. What do you mean? Everyone still listens to Bruce Springsteen. What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I mean,
bro,
I don't know.
He's the boss.
Do people still listen to Bruce Springsteen? Did people ever listen to Bruce Springsteen?
Answer in the comments below. Everyone loves Bruce Springsteen.
Okay,
we got a seasonal sponsor that we had last year, and we're very excited about this one. The Endless Summer Dana Point Film Festival is happening May 2nd through the 5th, and we're going to be partners with them all the way up until the event happens. It's going to be hosted by Endless Summer Events. There's tickets to all kinds of fun movie premieres and showings. It's going to be in Dana Point. Right on the hill over Salt Creek and a couple other different locations. They're going to show Uncle Billy's Surf School, The Impossible Wave, Send Kelp. They're going to show Step Into Liquid on May 4th. I believe there's a special presentation on Friday, May 3rd, which we'll get into probably next week. We're going to show Moana on the 5th. It's going to be awesome.
No Surf's Up, huh?
Oh, well, not this year.
It's the best surf movie that's ever been made.
There's going to be hula dancing. A Polynesian review, and there's VIP packages, all kinds of fun stuff. You do not want to miss the Dana Point Surf Film Festival or the Dana Point Film Festival with surfing stuff included at danapointfilm.com. Stay tuned for more. I got a couple dates to promote. This is what people on podcasts do. Have you ever listened to a comedy podcast with comedians?
What they like?
You've never. What podcast? What was the last podcast you listened to?
I listened to one the other day about dissecting the alien Romulus trailer.
And did they promote it?
No, they didn't. There was no surf festival. There was no.
Who was their sponsors?
I don't think there were any. They may.
Are
have
you
just
tired? Been, you're tired.
I have a lot to talk about.
March 30th, Sunbenders playing in downtown Encinitas at Oolong Gallery with Drug Hunt and Atomic 99, 6 to 10 p.m., all ages, $10 recommended donation. It's 20 for you, Todd. I'm DJing at Corner Pizza this Thursday. You know, you'll be there because you're such a
I like pizza.
Great friend and
actually,
supporter.
I won't be because I've got to do the
oh my gosh,
something
you're going
else.
Back.
I got other shit
the
to
mountains.
Do.
Mountains. I got a solo set at the Together San Diego Flood Relief Benefit Show at Garage Collective San Diego, April 6th. With the Slashes, B-Rel, and more, Todd.
OK.
Okay, can we?
Those are the things I'm promoting.
Let's talk about myself. Cool stuff now.
Do you want to talk? You want to go surf news first?
Let's go.
What do you think?
Okay,
you are the guest because you were at the event this weekend. Hence, we don't need to call anybody because you were there.
I feel like it's more pertinent to talk about. But I kind of have a lot of snow news.
There's tons of surf, snow, and some skate news.
Okay, let's
sports.
Let's start off straight away with Homesick
snowboarding news.
Snowboard news is brought to you by New Greens. New Greens, it will get you up and going, and it is. I don't know. Devin, what do you want me to say? Like, it's freaking great. If you don't take New Greens, your body's probably just being deprived of most of the...
of stuff.
Vitamins and minerals you get from salad, unless you eat a shitload of salad.
I like salad, but I also like New Greens. Why not double up?
It's way more convenient.
Double up the health is what I'm talking about.
Right. Anyways. Snowboard news. So I was at Homesick in Vermont. Stratton Mountain.
What is Homesick for people who don't know?
East Street Archives, Gary Land and Barry Dugan. Gary and Barry came together and put this amazing throwback. Well, it's not even like a throwback event anymore. It's just like,
throw forward.
A great event that they do in Vermont. And it's kind of right around the same weekend that the U.S. Open used to always take up in Vermont. And since... the East Coast does not, well, there's a couple of big events like Last Call is going on right now at Loon. Shout out to everyone that's at Last Call. You're probably not listening because you're out there throwing yourselves off the double rainbow rail. But to have an event like Homesick, which is more of like a gathering of all the tribes of people who...
like the snow juggalos.
It's a gathering of the juggalos. Everyone comes together up at Stratton and it's like, you know, it's way less about the quote-unquote competition that goes down and more about the camaraderie and the high fives and just the good vibes and the celebration of snowboarding in Vermont. And it was awesome. And this year, it snowed about 3 feet.
Oh, damn. I saw that. You got barreled in snow.
It's kind of crazy.
You got barreled.
There was some barreling going on, but it was the craziest part was, and it was kind of a lot like last year. So I flew in. I stayed with... a bunch of homies, Pat Bridges, and let's see, who else did I see?
Like, slept in a room and like slept on the floors and stuff, like old school.
Yeah,
style?
No, it was great. We shared a condo. We get there and it wasn't really snowing that night, and then the next day, myself and a whole bunch of people went up and we rode the pipe. You know, we were just like riding this mini pipe that has been made for us, and it's, you know, it's maybe it is a really mini pipe. Like, it's not, like, you think about...
6 feet? 5 feet?
Probably, it's pretty shallow. Like, in terms of, like, mini pipe, it's mini. It's on the minier side of mini. It might be, like, a micro pipe.
Yeah.
But it was so, so fun. And so, you know, myself, Stan, Scott Blum.
I saw you do a McTwist.
No, that was last week.
Oh, that wasn't that?
No, that was up at Big Bear.
Oh, you were practicing for a potential McTwist, but then it snowed too much.
Yeah, well, it snowed too much at this event. So anyways, we're up there and
still saw it.
It was amazing. But the day one, that Friday, was nice weather, cruising around. And, there was all this vibe about this big snowstorm coming. But it's East Coast, dude. You could get anything from...
you never know.
From rain to snow. And I just never believe the hype on the East Coast at these big storms.
Right.
Dude, the storm delivered. Like, it just did not stop snowing from about 1 a.m. On Saturday morning till essentially Sunday or Saturday really late night, early morning
Sunday.
So
Sunday was like the big day of
Sunday. Sunday was yesterday. It was super sunny out. They had the Zebulon Rail Jam yesterday. It was beautiful. I had to leave. I had to drive to Boston. But Saturday, when the mini pipe event was going on, it was hammering. Like, there was so much snow in the flat bottom of the pipe. It was like, I mean, there were people ripping. I couldn't freaking even get up the wall barely. It was so just powdery in the flat. So we just went out and rode pow, and my good buddy Eric Cavall basically just went down the deck and barreled me.
I saw that.
In the half pipe, and that was awesome. But, like, it was just really about... seeing a lot of, like, Jeff Brushy was out there. They were honoring Jeff Brushy's, like, snowboarding legacy in Vermont with this huge event. Todd Coleman from Burton put on, like, this museum that had all these old boards, and it's just really cool to go out and see that kind
of
stuff.
It's more than just snowboarding.
No, it's just celebration. It's just like a celebration of it, and it was freaking awesome. And they pull it off year after year. And I think there's like a legendary. He used to be the Burton team manager, and he was kind of a commentator for the U.S. Open for many years. When it was in Vermont, Chris Copley, he was actively trying to fully cancel himself from ever being able to touch a microphone again. But I think everyone just loved it. It was awesome. Like, Copley is the best. His outfit choices are questionable, but also the best.
Okay.
But it was just all the homies showed up, and it was super fun to just screw around and, you know, getting on the mic and yelling at people and making fun of people. And oh, John Cavan stayed with us too. What's up, Cavan?
I'm happy that you're happy.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome. And, you know, you get all these folks coming from, you know, the tri-state area, and you also get like pretty much everyone comes in from New England, and it dumped. It absolutely, there was an avalanche at freaking Stowe, Vermont, which, I mean, to hear that there's an avalanche in Vermont, it's kind of it's very unicorn-y.
Yeah, right, happened. Right.
But it snowed so much that there was actually a slide in Smuggler's Notch. And
that was my nickname in high school.
Yep.
I was like,
anyway, so
Joey B was there. I saw Joey
B was there.
All the heads were there.
Yeah.
Do you like that term, heads?
I don't mind heads.
You like old heads, yeah, just heads in general.
AT&T was calling me. I don't know why.
Oh, hi, AT&T.
So anyways, yeah, it was so fun, and there were so many people to say hi to. And, you know, even though you're like riding like this waist deep half pipe, it's
just good times.
It's still really good times.
You're not going to get like destroyed if you fall.
No, you actually get destroyed worse.
Oh, because you fall straight to
the flat. You go straight to the flat bottom.
It looked like there was a lot of flat bottom.
There were like the two walls were basically in different 50 zip codes.
Feet apart. Yeah,
there was still good. But like the biggest thing is, and I'm just looking at some of the comments that are in here is right now, it's like everyone's like happy.
Yeah.
And it was,
that's what you want.
Yesterday, I mean, coming off a crazy powder day on Saturday to Sunday morning, waking up, and then we all had to go out and dig out our cars. I don't know if it's still on, it's probably still on my story. Maybe it's just about going away, but there was a Pat Bridges getting his car unstuck at our condo was probably the funniest thing I've seen in a really long time.
So like 6 feet of snow?
No, it 30 inches of snow, I think it was total. Oh. That's not 6 feet.
No, that the math doesn't add up.
The math doesn't add up. But it was a super incredible weekend, and that was homesick.
Homesick.
And I can't
Where
wait.
Where can we see video and photos and stuff?
That's an amazing question. You can go to at East East, EAST, Street Archives on Instagram, and there's a tons of pictures up there.
Cool.
You can also go to the Stratton Mountain Instagram, and there's a ton of pictures up there.
And obviously it's going to happen again because it was a rousing success this year.
Heck yeah. And then
364 days to plan your trip to Homestead.
And the party doesn't stop because a lot of like the young talent from the East Coast simply just relocated yesterday to Loon Mountain in New Hampshire for
Live Free or Die.
You live free or die. So this is last call at Loon. And hey, I just got to say, it's Miracle March. This storm probably added another 3 weeks on to the season at most places.
Heck yes.
And it was pretty dismal winter.
Right.
For there.
It wasn't great.
It was not great. So this, 3 feet of snow has done wonders. I drove from Stratton through my hometown of Paxton yesterday, and like once you cross over into Massachusetts, it was an ice storm.
Oh,
but this was the aftermath of the ice storm, so it was just like the trees were just, it was like bluebird, bright sunshine sky. All the trees were like crystallized.
Ooh,
it was so rad. It was just such a rad feeling of coming from that and then leaving and getting to go, you know, go through my hometown and
in a winter wonderland.
Full winter wonderland. It was freaking awesome. And I came home just like really, really happy. And it's not, I mean, like, there's so much shit going on right now through the next 2 weeks in snowboarding.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. The next thing that we have coming up. Well, I'm going in to commentate the natural selection finals that went down.
Didn't you already commentate that?
No, we commentated.
Oh, they filmed it.
They filmed it, and then we go in, myself, Ed Lee, and Mary Walsh go in on Thursday. We commentate that, and then that will drop later on in April. It was because they went so deep in the Selkirk-Tangiers range that there was just no way.
No filming. No live feed.
They couldn't have a live feed.
That's cool.
So we get to do that on Thursday. And then Friday, Jill Perkins Half Pipe Rodeo or whatever the frick it's called is going to be going down. And that's going to be at Woodward Park City.
Damn.
And then
you're going there too?
There's two different things going on. There's that, and there's also the Legends of Tahoe is going down at Donner Ski Ranch next weekend.
Right. It's so also, do you want to ride with the kids or the Legends?
Right.
Is the question.
I had a lot of, you know, a lot of pull towards each one. I'm kind of going to look at the weather and see what's better. But then also we have Easter Sunday is coming up, and I mean, that's more of a family thing, so there's a lot to take in.
You still hide eggs?
Oh, I hide the eggs.
Yeah, you do.
In my body. And then also we've got next Wednesday is 4-3 day, the celebration of Ken Block's legacy at Woodward Park City.
Right.
So there's that, and that'll be a big Mountain Lab throwback. And then that weekend following that is the Bomb Hole Cup, and also also Chris Roach is having a mini pipe event that's at Boreal.
What so isn't happening?
There's a lot of shit happening, and it seems like there's bank slaloms everywhere.
It
like there was
like nothing happened, and now everything's happening.
I know. And then, so there's all that. Like, all that shit happened.
That's next.
And meanwhile, in between all that shit happening, the U.S. Mint decides to drop a dollar coin.
A Vermont dollar
with
coin.
A right? Vermont dollar coin with a snowboarder on it. Now, let me reiterate. It's a dollar coin.
Okay, it's a gold dollar
coin. No, it is not a gold dollar coin at all. It's just a dollar coin.
It's gold.
It's not gold.
It's not made of gold.
It's not made of gold.
It's $1.
It's also not gold in color.
Okay.
Okay?
But these are you use this for like...
You can use it for anything. It's legal
tender.
It's legal tender.
What are these dollar coins for mostly, though? I'm sorry. Go ahead. So there's a snowboarder on it.
Okay, there's a snowboarder on it. And you can get this dollar coin, forget this...
For a dollar.
$35.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
But it's a dollar. Who's the snowboarder on the coin?
We don't know.
I think it's you.
It's a woman grabbing melon on something. But can we just talk about?
So it's not you.
This is the weirdest fucking thing.
It's a limited edition dollar.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's a dollar coin. Well, why is it $35?
Coin collectors will buy it. It's like when you go on TV and it's like the U.S. Mint has a new coin out.
It's a dollar fucking coin.
A lot of I'm trying to think of the things that give you change in dollar coins.
Literally nothing.
There's something.
But they're always like issuing these dollar coins.
For $35.
Wait, $34 for 25 of them? Is that true? I thought the coin
That's
was
a different
I
deal.
Thought the coin was 35 bucks for one. Can someone please
this is breaking
it's
news.
$34 for 25 of them. That's $25. The math is not fucking working out here. It doesn't matter if it's 25 for 35.
Are you talking about?
It's a dollar coin.
It's $1.
It's a dollar.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's worth
so why don't they call it it really is?
It's like it's sales. It's marketing.
Yeah, but
the coin is worth as much as someone's willing to pay for it.
But it's a dollar.
And it seems like someone's willing to pay $35.
The coin is a dollar.
Yeah.
It's a dollar. Like, so if you, let's just put this
so
in.
So it's a dollar.
Let's put this into context, Chris.
Okay.
If you, let's just say this coin is $35 for argument's sake.
Okay.
You buy this dollar coin.
Yes.
For $35.
Right.
You're tits up. You're broke.
Okay.
10 minutes later.
You can spend it.
For a dollar.
Okay. So you lost $34.
Which is actually a really solid lesson of inflation.
If you hang on to it, it could be worth something.
Or nothing.
Look, I got snow news today, too.
I'm still...
Oh, you're still talking about the coin?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to do the math.
I think people are participating mentally in this argument. Chris, did I tell you that it's a dollar coin?
Did I tell you that Mint Tours is having a special tour of Bend, Oregon, April 11th through the 15th, hosted by Harrison Gordon, Solomon, and Tactics? Go to @ Mint Tours. The Jerry Lopez.
I don't think we've ever had. I don't think we've ever had a mid news ad.
No, first time for everything. The Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge went down, and everybody wants to know, most importantly, what are the surfer results? First of all, tell us about the Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge. This is a surf event in the snow? What?
It's okay. I think it's really cool.
Break it down.
So Jerry Lopez, I don't know. You may remember Jerry Lopez from
Conan the Barbarian.
Such movies as Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
He also surfed.
Jerry Lopez also surfed.
Jerry Lopez also That's surfed. A great quote. In addition to being a star,
is he a regular
of,
foot or a goofy foot?
Who cares? He has a fucking He's spear a in Conan foot. The Barbarian. I don't really give a shit. He's from Conan the Barbarian. When I first met Jerry Lopez, I was more stoked that he was the dude from Conan the Barbarian.
You're like, you're in Conan. He was also in Rapa Nui.
Are there spears and swords in it?
Oh, yeah.
There are?
Definitely.
Okay. Anyway, so what Jerry moved from Hawaii to Bend, Oregon to go snowboarding.
Right.
Jerry's the greatest. Yeah. He's one of the most fun, grumpy people you'll ever meet in your life. He's awesome. He's like yoga grumpy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like toxically, positively grumpy.
He's the best.
He's best. Everything.
You feel the aloha yoga coming off of him.
You know, aloha also. He harnesses aloha also means goodbye.
Yeah.
So basically, he wanted to do this event that, because Mount Bachelor is a very surfy mountain.
Yeah.
It's not particularly steep. But
it's irie, right?
But they. What?
It's pretty irie.
Is it irie?
I'm asking you. I've never been there. How irie is Mount Bachelor?
It's pretty dank. A lot of people say it's a pretty dank
place.
Now,
what's the difference between Mount Bachelor and Mount Baker? Is
that
a different place?
Different place, two different mountains. Anyway, so where was I? Stop derailing me. I'm trying to have a cohesive thought. So Mount Bachelor is the terrain is very windlippy and very surfy.
Okay.
One side of the mountain's front side, one side of the mountain's back side, flip-flop that depending on how goofy regular. So Jerry wanted to have an event that kind of honored the surf roots in snowboarding. So he came up with the Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge, and it's more of like a slashy, flowy event, but like when you have an event like that and you have all like these like quarter pipes and hips and kind of things that flow, snowboarders are going to want to snowboard.
Yeah.
So people are going to want to fly through the air. Some people took the slash route. Some people go for the aerial airtime.
Yeah. I got some results for
you. Okay, so let's hear what your results are.
So the surfer results to me are very interesting. Third place, Makua Rothman. All right, Makua was there. That's pretty sweet. Second place, Chris Christensen. We all know Chris is very connected to the snow world. He makes snowboards with
Jones. He's got his own boot.
He's, like, he's a snowboarder. Who also is a surfboard shaper and a surfer. The first place finisher, now this is a name I haven't heard in a minute. This is a name that we all know and love. Joe Curran. Did you know Joe Curran was a snowboarder?
No,
capable of winning the Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge?
There we go.
Dude, Joe Curran, star of some Taylor Steele movies, younger brother of Tom Curran, and an amazing snowboarder. In the Kane division, Kane is the Hawaiian word for 17 through 39 years old.
Oh, is it?
Drew Browning, Kazuo Fujita, and Gabe Ferguson.
See, Gabe Ferguson probably
He's a snowboarder, right?
Gabe Ferguson took to the air.
Okay. And then you get points deducted for taking
I don't know. See, I look at it as like a... Like, I've competed in it before. Won it.
Won it?
But it was more like I just wanted to... It was like quarter pipes and
just
stuff.
Just keep
and
your
like,
edges in the snow, bro.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't snowboard like that. I'm a different kind of snowboarder.
No, he's built different, folks. Notable rippers, some notable finishes. Hampton Coons, Ayumi Kitahara, Avery Cloninger got the best method.
Hmm.
The best carve was Ray Igarashi. And Jason Hume did the best floater. Those are some of the results. You can check out at @BigWave_challenge.
How do you do a floater on a snowboard?
It's not, well, you got barreled on a snowboard over the weekend.
I got to pretend. They should put pretend before that.
Yeah.
Todd, I got a pretend barrel.
This is concerning.
Oh, we have data?
New data shows California ski slopes are becoming more dangerous for skiers and snowboarders as an increase in serious and deadly accidents continues to surge.
I mean, have you ever seen the Jerry's of Bear Mountain Instagram? I think it starts as soon as you get in the car.
Well, yeah. According to the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information, in 2022, 6,000 surfers, snowboarders, and skiers were sent to emergency rooms. The number of ER visits is up 50%.
This isn't the most positive news.
Reckless behavior was made worse by skiers using marijuana, magic mushrooms, or getting drunk before hitting the slopes.
See,
this guy.
Yeah, okay, I mean that stuff contributes, but well, I think it's just because there's more people on the hill.
Could, but this guy says, quote, "You're sitting on the lift and it smells like a skunk up there," says skier James Travers. "It should smell like pine trees." I agree.
Unless you're sitting, sitting with Chris on the lift and it smells like
today, I'm skiing cheeks down the slopes and I see a bottle of Fireball. So that's one thing you have to worry about, said Pangus, Candace Paragone.
Did you say Pangus?
Yeah, so that's...
So what you're saying is
the news is people are partying up there and people are getting injured. So
look, I was just on the East Coast. That like, East Coast skiing in the springtime...
It's like meatballs?
It's kind of like meatballs.
Like people are going wild.
And also Big Bear on any given day. If you, I mean, look, Bear is like one of the funnest places ever in the world to go snowboarding. But it's also one of the places on the planet where you need to have your head on a swivel from the time that you leave your car in the parking lot. Because there are, if you have the right attitude, it is the funniest thing you will ever see in your life. I don't know what the deal is. Like, it is like a magnet for just moronic behavior. I don't, and it's not even just like like people being wasted. It's like people putting goggles on upside down.
I think, yeah.
Wearing ski boots for a mile and walking, people putting chains on in San Bernardino. I don't know what it is. Like, what is it?
Well,
how do these people survive in real life?
You need to be careful of the people up there, except barring Joey B, how you doing? Anyone snowboarding Bear in a sports jersey, you've got to watch out for them.
Sports jersey? They don't even wear shirts.
You got to guys who are snowboarding and skiing shirtless,
you can usually
watch out for them.
There's a pretty good way to pick them out, though. If they are wearing a really loud speaker in lift line,
yeah,
chances
watch
are
out for them.
They are going to fly into you or someone near you at any second.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's concerning news. This is really sad news, and this is my worst fear, snowboarding. This is why I was terrified to go to Japan. Luckily, it was way different than I thought. But recently, and I think this happens every season, we had two snowboarders who died in tree wells. Captain John DeVenery of Cedro Woolley and Danielle Salvatore, who died at Whistler, like inbounds. So my question to you, Todd, this is tragic, horrifying news. It's so scary. What? Give us like a tip or two on how to avoid this
suffocating kind of in a tree well.
Yeah, I mean this is gnarly. This is so and the fact that it happened inbounds at Whistler shows you that it can happen anywhere.
Just fucking ride Bear, dude.
Just ride within. I mean, I don't...
No, just go to Bear Mountain. You won't die in a tree well.
Well, okay, but that's only one... What can you do? Like, honestly.
Just, I would say ride with a partner.
Yep. That's the... Both of these guys got separated from
the
buddies.
Wear bright clothing.
Yeah.
And then try to give trees a wider berth. You just need to understand how tree wells work. And it's basically just like the, you know, the branches over where a tree... is.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens is that snow that's under there doesn't compact at all and it stays really soft. And if your nose goes in there, you can fall in and basically just go to the bottom.
And worst case is you go ahead.
Yeah, you go ostrich. Just stay away, right? Like
so scary.
I don't know. I just think that look, the odds of you if the odds are out there that you could something could happen to you in a tree well, it's probably a really good powder day or you're riding at a really good resort. Just know your levels. And if you're riding it Bear on like a Tuesday, just look for the people that aren't wearing shirts and have a speaker attached to them in lift line.
Yeah.
And think of them as a moving tree well.
And stay away.
And stay away from them.
Okay. Well, this is interesting, Todd.
But film them from
film
a distance.
Film them.
Okay. Right. It's like going on a safari. That's kind of how I think of like when I go to Bear or go to Snow Summit or go to some of like the more urban resorts.
Right.
You can treat those people like you're on safari and you're seeing a lion.
You watch them and monitor them.
Mock them.
Enjoy and be entertained.
And point.
Them. Okay. Don't point too much though, because these are the type of people that if they've been drinking Fireball all day, They'll snap, and we've seen fights in lift lines.
Where things differ, though, from like a lion to these snowboarders or skiers right. that are not wearing shirts, you know, these
shirtless
these urban animals, is that if you know how to snowboard just a little bit, you can get away from them.
Right. Okay. Interesting side note here, Todd. There was a handyman, a window guy, measuring windows in here this morning. And as he was leaving, he goes, "Have you ever heard of the Mac board?"
No.
So him and his buddy or his brother-in-law or somebody, they invented a clear snowboard made of polymer resin.
I did see this. The guys that were in here with
you. The guy was in here.
I've seen it. I've seen people riding it.
Yes.
It's basically just like it looks like a piece of glass.
Yeah, so it's made from fighter jet cockpit
canopy
material, bulletproof windows, same thing. Pretty rad, just because out of nowhere, the guy started telling me this story, and I went online, and I found a clear board, and there's actually some sick photos and stuff on it, meant to be a $300 snowboard with no metal edges, it weighs 9 pounds. Is 9 pounds a lot?
If you're a baby.
Yeah. Well, I do have baby news. But anyway, Mac board, look it up. Interesting story. I thought that was cool. He's going to bring it in and show it to us at some point.
You know what the doctor said as the guy in the Mac board? So I'm going to tell you a story. Here's a joke.
Okay.
Pretend I'm Norm MacDonald.
Okay, go ahead, and, Norm.
Well, you see, there's this naked man, right? He was riding one of those Mac boards, right? And so there's a doctor. Uh-huh. There was a doctor, and he was laying on the ground because he had fallen down, and the guy who was naked on the Mac board jumped over him. And the doctor said, "Can I give you my diagnosis of what I think maybe, you know, what your ailment may be?"
Yeah.
And the guy, of course, the naked guy on the clear snowboard said, "Sure." And the doctor said, "Well, I can clearly see your nuts."
That was actually pretty funny.
Hello?
We do have a mammoth report coming in right here.
This is an everyman mammoth report.
This is a... I mean, he should answer. I gave him free tickets to mammoth.
Hi, everybody. This is Huey Lewis.
Oh, my God.
And I'm afraid Chris is not here.
Well, Chris Cantori, San Diego radio legend, owner, operator of youonline.com, went to mammoth over the weekend. Via the Monday Mass ticket exchange program, him and his son absolutely scored. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. Baby on board.
What?
Takes a whole new meaning for the Hongo family. Sandy Hongo has been teaching her 2-year-old daughter Evelyn to snowboard since she was 3 days old.
That is, I hate this. That is aggressive. Okay, let's just, can we back up for a second? Chris hates babies that do anything.
I don't like action sports babies.
Action sports babies are not.
How the fuck do you teach a 3-day old? I guess.
3 days old.
3-day old baby on a baby born.
But there's.
And no offense to the. You know what? If that's your kid,
you're not you're not teaching a 3-day old baby to do shit.
Yeah. Well, she's 2 years old now, and apparently she's her whole journey, her whole snowboarding journey. Is on TikTok.
Oh, and I'm sure the daughter loves that.
Yeah. So that's snow news for you.
That's
no celebrity snow news, unfortunately. Only a couple baby snow
3-day old baby.
3-day old baby.
And now the baby's 2, and the baby loves being on TikTok.
The baby is a star.
Stop putting your kids on TikTok to make yourself feel better. And Chris also hates babies that do anything.
Let a baby be a baby. Babies don't need to be on boards. You know, not till they're 6 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Surf News is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. Hanson Surfboards, they had a big sale over the weekend. There's probably a bunch of stuff left in there. Get in there and get your gear now. Speaking of babies, we got a girl baby goat on the way, folks. Kelly Slater and his longtime partner, Kalani Miller, are expecting.
Do you think Kelly Slater's baby is going to be surfing at 2 days old?
On TikTok? Probably not. Todd, do you have any? You're a girl dad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for Kelly and Kalani? They're entering a whole new chapter of their life—a baby girl on the way. Kelly has an adult daughter, but you know these are different times.
Well,
what can you look forward to as being a girl dad in 2024?
A wise man told me once. He's like, "When you are the father of a girl, You don't have to worry about one dick. You just have to be worried about all the other ones. And it's straight up.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Stay the hell away from my daughter.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No, it's awesome.
That's good advice.
Girls love their dads, and boys love their moms. And, yeah, you're fiercely protective of your daughter as a father.
Yeah.
Fiercely.
Ferociously. I can.
But if that fucking baby is surfing at day two, I swear to God,
hold me back. No babies on TikTok before they're four. And no babies on boards until they're three.
Right?
I don't make the rules. Bells. Rip Curl Bells.
Hey, I think this is a great opportunity to come up with some names for Kelly Slater's baby.
Vader.
Vader Slater?
Yeah.
Later is also good.
Later Slater. Girl names. Girl names for Kelly Slater's baby. I mean, Kelly Slater Jr., there's not a better opportunity to go junior with
but that's not a junior.
Unisex name.
You can't junior.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. Not with because it's not a junior.
It's Kelly Slater Jr.
No, it doesn't. It don't,
junior, it's a girl.
Junior only works when it's the
how do
the
you know? Same. Who told you that?
The fucking rules.
What rules? You know the rules.
You know the rules. What if it was...
I think Kelly Slater is a great name. Why not? What do you have?
I don't know. I'm going to wait.
Okay, well, you don't have anything.
I'm thinking.
Mine's the best. Bells is probably on right now. This could be day one as we speak. In Australia, it's February something. 2025. It's a different day and time in Australia at Bells.
Shelley
Slater. Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I still like Kelly. Kelly's one of my favorite names, by the way, of all time, for boys or girls. Bells is probably on right now, and we're just going to go ahead and make some picks right now. John John's going to win for boys. Caitlin Simmers is going to win for girls.
Ah, my brain's like not even in surfing.
You know, you've been homesick all weekend.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm just going to fuck things up. Ethan Ewing.
For boys?
Yeah. And? For women?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go with...
Shelley Slater.
No, I'm going to go with Katie Simmers.
Okay, good. An epic finals day happened in Barbados at the QS 5000 event, the BTMI Barbados Surf Pro and the Live Like Xander Pro Junior in loving memory of Xander Venezia. Zoe Benedetto and Luca Messinas, La Machina, won the pro division. Kohai Fierro and Blair Barton won the junior divisions. And that's pretty rad because a bunch of surfers actually qualified for the Challenger Series, which is, makes them one step closer to qualifying for the championship tour. Big event. Beach Grit just dropped a copy and pasted article. I guess the Olympics have released their official glossary of surf terminology.
Oh, I love this stuff.
Okay.
Give me some terms.
So I'm going to work at the Olympics. Apparently I have to do some training. Do you remember doing training for when you went to work at the Olympics?
We went to seminars, yes.
Okay, a couple seminars. So this is probably what they're going to talk about. Aerial, complex small wave maneuver in which both surfer and board launch into the air off the top of the wave before dropping back into the same wave. That's pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Axe. A heavy wipeout usually involving a wave's lip impacting directly on a surfer, also called drilled, pummeled, etc. I think to be axed, you actually always have to be hit by the lip.
I noticed that hoopa is not on this list.
Not yet. Bail out. To abandon or ditch one's board before getting wiped. Bail out. Kelly Slater had to bail out on that lap. Do I have to use these words?
I don't know. Are these mandatory?
I don't know. Carving. A technique in which a surfer creates a big, deep turn by sinking much or all of the rail of his board.
I feel like a lot of
pitted.
These are pitted, so pitted.
Pitted. I love that they have pitted on there. That's great. There's a Quicksilver movie out.
What's your favorite? Before we get to
that, yeah.
What's your favorite like obscure surf term?
Oh, foam bounce.
You like that?
Yeah, foam bounce. Because I don't know any other sport where foam bounce is a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You got some comments over
here. I have some comments.
I don't know. They're too fast. There's just people talking. People watching.
Foam bounce. What else?
Rock and roll floater. Pretty sick.
Marilyn Manson. William Spatner, when you get spit out of a barrel.
Yeah. Mine are actual trick names.
Oh.
540. Love that one.
Careful.
Whoa, shit.
You're going to get canceled.
I just mentioned this. Quicksilver dropped a cool edit with Lungi Slab and Joel and Huey Vaughn. Love those three guys. Amazing surfers. And they're eating junk food all day and surfing a bunch.
Isn't that what you should be doing?
That's what I do.
Here's the weird thing, too.
That's what I'm still doing.
This is one thing I feel like the kids these days. When we were younger, our lives revolved around like Chewy Sprees and like, I don't know, Arizona iced teas and shit. And I feel like that is that lost? Are kids training too much? Do you have Chewy Sprees? No, Chris has Nerds rope.
These are Nerds gummy clusters. And be careful if you say that three times fast.
What?
Say that three times fast.
Nerds gummy clusters? Nerds gummy clusters?
Yeah.
What would you say? Cummy Lusters?
What? No. So, the Monday Mass presented by Nerds Gummy Clusters.
What?
Zipper.
You said it three times.
Zipper. Movie featuring, get this, dynamic duo, Chippa Wilson and Felipe Toledo.
Oh my God, these are so good.
Dude, these are good.
Mmm.
My Kelly got these for me for Easter.
I'm jacked up.
There's a premiere that's happening. I'm excited to see this because Chippa Wilson's one of my favorite surfers. And this is a cool pairing. You know, you got the ultimate contest guy, but amazing surfer air guy, Toledo. You know, this is going to be great. It's premiering at La Paloma Theater Thursday, April 4th.
These cummy thrusters are good.
Cummy thrusters.
Now, who's that?
All right. Chris Cantori, you went to Mammoth Mountain over the weekend on behalf of the Monday Mass. Give us a quick report. How was Mammoth Mountain this weekend?
I sure did, and it was fantastic. Thanks to Todd Richards and Chris Cote and Gabe of Mammoth Mountain and the Monday Mass.
Listen to this guy's voice, Todd.
It's sultry.
It's iconic. It's deep. It's throaty. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it also has a level of a nasal tone in there as well. That's part of my delivery.
Mine's
just for what it's worth.
Hey, Cantori, do you remember back in the day when like there was like an additive that was put into candy? I think it was like red dye number something. That was like
number 5.
Oh.
Yeah, red dye number 5.
This has red dye 40. You think that's better?
We're eating gummy nerds.
It also has yellow 5.
It's 8 times more dangerous and toxic. Wait, did I do my math right?
Yeah.
Something like that. So
I think my math's wrong.
You got powder up at Mammoth. You drove back and forth, no problem. It was quick and easy. I mean, I'm just the sound of your voice. You sound happy. You sound stoked.
Beyond. In fact, I got a question for the two of you. I actually prepared for this call-in.
Okay.
When you're driving to Mammoth, are you guys team, I'm going to freaking cruise, throw the cruise control in 65, maybe I'm feeling dangerous, a little edgy, and I'll go up to like 70 and just cruise it the whole way? Or are you in full dad mode, got to make my best time, I don't care if I'm pushing 100 in the vehicle, I'll pull over on the road, you know, pass a tanker going 100 to you know, almost getting hit in the head on just to make the perfect time to Mammoth. Which guy are you?
I'm not. I think 395 is scary to me. I think that road is like, because there's a lot of people maybe doing meth on that road.
I'm cruise mode. I'm in a minivan. I'm cruising.
You're in cruise mode. Lock the cruise. Yeah. Set it at 70. You're not trying to make your best time over the years.
No, I feel like, you know, when it takes 5 hours to get there, just cruise, podcast, audiobook, enjoy the drive.
I'm just reading something else on this package that is semi-worrisome. There's a safety warning on this Nerds, and it says, small objects such as hard and soft candy may inadvertently become lodged in your throat.
Oh, my God.
What the...
Be careful, Todd.
What are people doing?
Well, funny enough, that's exactly what we ate on the way to and from Mammoth, were the nerds, that these gummies that you're consuming. But mine had cannabis products. So I wasn't driving when I was consuming.
That's
them.
Why you were cruising. Get it. Love it. Well, hey, thank you so much. And I'm
thanks for the call.
Glad you had an epic weekend at Mammoth.
I did. Thanks to the Monday Mass, man. Okay, my son. It was a beautiful bonding moment. He went into the snowboard park, and I drank cocktails in the lodge. It was great.
All right. All right. Weekend. All you need is a speaker on a backpack, and you're good.
We love you, Cantori.
Back at you, boys. Thank you for being my heroes. See,
we're making dreams. Thank you, Chris. We're making dreams come true over here. Thanks to Gabe Taylor for hooking that up. That's
now,
awesome.
We're in surf news, and there was something that you sent me today that I thought was very funny.
Oh, the penis-shaped surf fins.
The penis-shaped surf fins.
Yeah, what'd you think of those? Well, how do you think those will work?
Now, does that... I noticed there was three on there.
Right.
So does that... It's a thruster, correct?
Yeah.
So I wonder if you would even notice any... What happens if, like, as a novelty, there's, like, three penis-shaped fins on the board, and it all of a sudden, like, works? Like, it's, like, really good.
They're about... Measured from the base of the fin to the tip of the penis fin, I believe they're about 9 inches long, circumference on an arc. A lot of hold
in the pocket.
To me, the fact that these are, let's just call them in the midpoint between flaccid and erect, which is the rake of the fin.
It's like a solid
rake.
It's like a solid notebook.
To me, it looks like the Limpies logo.
It's like a notebook.
Remember the Limpies logo?
Yeah.
It looks like a Limpies logo, but in whatever kind of plastic or polycarbonate.
Like if you were going to draw a penis on your notebook in high school.
Or three of them.
It would look like that.
And I'm wondering if the thrust of these penises gives your board the squirt you need to get through those turns.
See? That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of
extra spray.
There's a lot. Surfing is very in. Like, you know, you get that list of terms to use in the Olympics.
What if someone rides penis fins in the Olympics?
And it's on a thruster, board. And there's a lot of hold in the pocket, and they're spat out,
dude,
and shot.
I got it
on the foam ball.
I'm gonna go to Huntington Beach with my penis fins, and I'm gonna paint them rainbow colors, and fly my penis kite off the. Here,
I'm just like saying, what would happen if the penis fins were actually really good?
Let's try them. I mean, let's Send try them. Penis fin makers, we're here to test your product.
Like when you say whack the lip, does that like take on a different...
It could.
Like if you're backdooring...
So my next news shouldn't follow penis news.
Okay. What's your next... What? Is this a baby?
Zipper's going live on Stab Premium April 11th, but then I was going to talk about Lisa Anderson is now on Tenori with Jet Schilling.
Okay.
They're stacking their team. Nothing to do with penis fins. Here's your mid-show ad block. Bubs Naturals, the best collagen on the planet.
We need to get over this.
Wait. A pedal electric?
What?
At New Greens? You already mentioned New Greens and Snow News.
Okay. Did you mention
Panic and Coffee? Shipping.
This is not the best way to do
panic
this.
Panic and Coffee and Tea. I'm asking you. At Panic and Coffee and Tea?
I love Panic and Coffee
I love and Tea. Panic and Coffee and Tea. It's in here.
At pedal.electric.
With my bubs.
Get your e-bike and blast past everyone to get to the beach this summer. You're not going to be at the park there.
Get
because
your ass
there's
to the beach.
Too many people at the beach. There's just too many people on the planet. Okay? Seriously.
We're supposed to be spreading the joy.
You remember that fear, song, There's Too Many of Us?
No.
There's too many of us. There's too many of us. There's too many.
Is that what it goes
let's
like?
Have
like
it. Let's have a war. Let's have a war by fear.
There's multiple wars happening.
I think there's too many of us, and mainly at the beach. So if you ride a pedal.electric bike, you can find a place to park your bike, get on the beach, while all these people from out of town are cruising around trying to find parking spots.
So that's our choice, either war or an e-bike.
Yes.
All right, I'm going e-bike, pedal-electric e-bike.
Obviously.
Mint Tours, we talked about that at Mint Tours. People still keep asking me about Japan, and I still keep saying,
I think
at Mint Tours.
I sold like four more spots to go to Japan this weekend when I was in Vermont.
Well, now you're blowing our spot out. But
don't
we're
worry.
Actually getting.
There's other spots.
We're sponsored by Mint Tours, so we kind of have to. That's the best part about it is you're broken up into small groups. Mint Tours is the best. Diecutstickers.com. I am getting a delivery of stickers today.
Of what?
None of your business. Sunbender stickers.
Oh, oh.
Well, when you have in sticker news, we have a friend in Whistler. We're not going to say his name. We don't want him to get in trouble. This friend put up a explosive diarrhea Monday mass sticker, on a gondola in a very public space.
But like to the point where it was actually in between two panes of glass.
His name is Bob something. We don't know. But apparently they had to take the gondola off the
and take the gondola chain, apart.
Take it apart because of that sticker.
To remove the sticker.
So
everyone
we didn't tell you to put
explosive diarrhea is hilarious.
Yeah, we didn't do it. Skate News is brought to you by Opus Footwear. Opus was started because they have a goal of supporting skate community and doing good. We got skaters, surfers, snowboarders on the team. But most importantly, everyone on the team is a good person. So Opus Footwear, they're doing it in the right way. And they make really great shoes. I've been skating them a lot and I love them. They're presenting sponsor to the Skate News segment. A couple of new names for you to watch out for. Winners of this weekend's Cowtown Phoenix Am, Taiga Nagai, Toa Sasaki, Roman Hager, 1-2-3, Japan, USA. Women.
Shiloh Kantori wins the Phoenix Am.
Kantori. That's no relation Chris Kantori.
I said Kantori, yes.
Zoe Zhang, China, and Christina Mean from the Philippines. Dylan Jabe is now on Team Nixon with Todd Richards.
Wow.
It's funny, too, because you guys skate like almost exactly alike.
Apparently.
I'm surprised that they didn't keep you on the skate team.
You know our good good friend Dane Barry from Nixon.
Great skater himself.
Dane was telling me he was talking to Dylan when Dylan was getting on the team. And Dane's like, yeah, you know Todd. He kind of like lives near you. And Dylan goes, yeah, Todd kicked us out of this people's house for us skating on the, and it's true.
You are a narc.
You kicked
Dylan Jabe out of a skate park.
Not just Dylan Jabe, but like the bunch of the Rose Street kids. And it was because this, like, look, I'm a homeowner.
Oh my God, you're a narc.
I narc. You are. I was like, you know, I'm like, dude, you gotta wait till they're at least not home. They were home.
What is this spot?
It was like basically like a porch, right? Like a first story porch. So okay. It was like a 10-foot drop off the porch, and there was a rail down probably a 6 stair.
Okay.
But what they were doing, and it was pretty sick, they were going to tail drop ollie over and land on the rail. Like stationary tail drop.
This is next door to your house?
It's right across the street. Stationary tail drop, pop over onto the rail board.
You weren't having it.
Well, it's because the woman had like a brand new baby.
Oh.
And then her daughter was like in the window. And I'm like, dude, you got to just wait till they're not there. And like the little kids like in the window, like watching these guys do it. And I'm just like, I'm like, guys, come on.
Hey, Dylan, I wouldn't kick you out, bro. I don't know what his deal is. Welcome Skateboards just dropped a 9-inch nails downward spiral collab that looks super sick.
It actually, like the graphic of that board looks really, really
yes. Good. And I wouldn't say, I'm not the biggest like 9-inch nails guy. I think we're all a little bit 9-inch nails fans, but just that collab is pretty sick.
9-inch nails on a chalkboard.
Atiba Jefferson is the new Vans brand curator.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. But in 1990,
Vans brand curator. So maybe he gets together the imagery.
He's going to create new projects combining all things I love, the foundation of skateboarding. When he was 14, he put a $5 deposit for his first pair of custom Vans Chukka boots. So it's a big job, and I think Atiba is a good guy for that job.
Heck, he's just
awesome.
Atiba's the best.
You know, Vans has had their ups and downs in the past couple months, years, but, you know. I love this idea. A real skateboarder, a skate photographer, stylish dude, awesome artist. Atiba Jefferson is the new curator of Vans skate, I believe. In other skate Vans news, there's a new Ave shoe out and it looks dope. Tony Hawk and Rodney Mullen are on a speaking tour. They'll be in New York City on 4/4 and Austin on 4/7. They call their project Dark Slides and Secret Tapes. They'll be discussing our process of innovation. And when Tony Hawk and Rodney Mullen talk, we should all listen.
Dude, I could listen to Rodney Mullen talk for hours.
Yeah, and now the real Tony Hawk and Rodney Mullen, they're great. You know, Ave, Van, you know, like these are all good news. This is the best news. The second annual Skate Dog event was held outside Aussie Island Surf Shop on Saturday. This is where dogs skate. And Jay Carrillo says it's actually harder for dogs to learn how to skate than to surf.
Really?
Because surfboards are bigger. But yeah, so dogs were skating. It was awesome. And then now, May 18th, you're going to have the 9th annual Surf Dog event at Carolina Beach Pier. So that's your dog action sports news. Couple things.
How do you feel about animals skateboarding as opposed to babies?
Way better than babies. Dogs on top.
That's your philosophy?
Dogs are better than babies.
Dogs on top.
Dogs should skate. Dogs love it.
All right.
They love being on TikTok. Babies, they put a photo on your baby on TikTok, not an action shot, not a snowboard photo. Check out Heisa Leal's out there on Thrasher Mag, and also this alleged series continues to be filled with just amazing bangers. So, nerd news: I watched the OG Dune.
It's good,
on
right?
On a little movie night, and
do you like it?
It's real. It's as good as I. It's better than I remembered
it's
it.
It's so weird.
It's better than I remembered it. It's so weird. It's so dark. The visual effects are incredible and weird. And Todd, your theory that I called you and asked you about mid-movie was amazing.
Well, it's not a theory. It's like there's people that actually talk about this.
Okay, well, it's a theory, right?
So I think it's a
A philosophical
breakdown
hypothesis of what it is.
Herbert was going for with Dune.
That's right.
Anyway.
There's nothing nerdy about watching Dune. It's sick. It's the best.
It is good.
Yeah.
All right, do you have questions?
I've got questions brought to you by Vessel Shipping. And here we go. Devin Curran. Devin was here this weekend and we were going to skate, but it was raining. He found somewhere to skate. He says, Chris, have you skated in your 1620 work pants? With pads on, I found them to be the most comfortable. Let's start a 1620 skate team. I've skated a lot in my 1620 work pants, but never in knee pads, so I got to try that out. But Devin, sorry I missed you, bud. Looked like you found a dry spot to skate. Adam Etzart. Oh, you haven't skated. Todd, What would be the one song on your soundtrack from this homesick weekend? And Chris, what's your favorite Sunbender show to date? Go ahead.
Favorite song?
Yeah, favorite like song you listened to or that got you hyped at homesick from back in the day.
God, I don't even remember.
Sam I Am Underground.
No,
that Jawbreaker.
This is like way before that.
Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick.
Probably like listening to like Faith No More.
Faith No More.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I did have some conversations with people about how much we hated 311.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That was very cool. I'm glad that there's a lot of people out there that hate 311.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, it's just the love that we're bonding over the hate of 311. It makes me warm inside.
Well, that's really funny because I got a message from Aaron Checkwood that says, Todd, is amber really the color of your energy?
See? We hate 311. I hate 311 fan club.
I think you like
it. I'm starting that.
Whoa. Amber is the color.
I think it's just
Amber
more
Slater.
Amber,
that is
a stripper name.
My favorite Sunbender show to date. Well, that's a good question. The Belly Up shows have always been sick. I think opening for No Knife was amazing.
Ooh.
And playing the Selector.
What? Sequencer?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Selector.
Playing Sequencer was a fun show for us.
Over at Hamburger Hut. Did you ever get paid for that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
A lot of money. Mason Buettner says, FMK.
Oh, God. These are not good.
Surfing, dude. Skating, or music. And that's for me. Todd, F, Mary Kill.
What?
Gaming, snowboarding, surfing.
Wow.
Dude.
That's a hard one.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm a Mary Music, because you can do that forever. God, I got to kill skating. And I'm going to fuck surfing.
I'll be
gaming, snowboarding, surfing.
I'll marry the surfing. I'll kill the gaming, and the,
I'm gonna have sex with snowboarding.
Sexing up the snowboarding.
Great question.
I was really good.
Robert Pierzini says, "Hey, Chris and Todd, why isn't there a skate park in East Encinitas, and how can we get one?"
East Encinitas.
There's a skate park pretty close to East Encinitas. It's kind of mid Encinitas.
Really? Where's East Encinitas? Where would East Encinitas would be? Like what? Like Rancho like Santa
near
Fe?
Near Levenhaine. Oh. But like out Village Park.
Mm.
I think there should be a little park out
there.
Why
isn't there a park out there?
There should be a park out there.
I was driving through the middle of nowhere, Massachusetts yesterday. Like kind of like, and there was this, I drove by a skate park on the side of the road.
I think there's room for a little skate plaza everywhere. I think there should be a skate park in East Encinitas. And I didn't mean to laugh because it's a great question. How do you do it? I would say, I mean, this is not necessarily a low-income area, so I don't think we're going to be getting, like, grants to build skate parks.
The easiest way
find someone rich.
Yeah, I think the easiest way to do it is to get hit by a city vehicle and threaten them with a lawsuit, or they can settle and make a skate park.
Okay, good idea. Brady Farr says, what's the hierarchy of board sports, and why is surfing at the top?
It
because
is.
Surfing
came first.
Originated it.
Yeah. Everything is kind of a trickle down from
I'm going to go strictly time frame. Surfing, skating, snowboarding.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's very
that's
accurate.
Fair.
Yeah.
Can't think of a question. Just saying what up. Pronounced walk, let, tip, J. This is a name that Todd butchers every time. Walk, let, tip, J. It's still walk let tip J. That is still the weirdest Instagram name.
I just like when people are doing. You know, you ever seen that meme? It's like when people are coming up with their names for their Instagram or their names for like their very first
children.
first, maybe that's what Kelly should name his daughter.
Instagram walk let tip J.
Walk let tip J. It's such a indigenous name to Instagram.
That's a really good idea, Todd. You're smart.
Can we have another question so I can go home?
Yeah, you can go home now.
Whatever.
Well, let's see.
We have one more?
Is my new Wi-Fi system not working?
No, it's fucking blows, dude.
I got Verizon.
Yeah, but what? Was it made out of wood? All right, you guys, that'll be it
Verizon.
For the Monday Mass. We are going to be back next week, maybe. But maybe not, though. I don't know. I might not be here.
Well, let's see what happens next.
I might have to do. Let's see.
The world could get hit by a giant comet.
Fuck,
tomorrow.
Lucky. And the eclipse is coming, so everyone...
Oh, that's Monday.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The eclipse is on Monday?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, the 8th.
Oh. Fooled you.
April 8th.
There's a big solar storm coming, so I don't know. Wear your sunscreen.
Bye.
Bye.